Most preachers assume that the pilgrims following their tragic first winter in their new home were thankful for having simply survived. But upon deeper reflection, I have come to see that the pilgrims were able to survive because they were thankful. Thankful for life, not in spite of or even because of, but rather thankfulness no matter what. It was a thankfulness for life itself. We have all known despair. Despair is an enemy of thankfulness. We mutter, why bother? What is the world coming to? Is there any real hope? What's the use? The despair and all these questions skewer the soul, deaden it. Such despair can ultimately destroy us. Yet a deeply held attitude of thankfulness can save us from such despair. Out of such an attitude, hope can arise from the heart and cry wonder that we are alive. Thanksgiving is a wake-up call, a reminder to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the beauty of the earth and the spinning blue-green ball, this miracle that has given birth to all we are. It is a time to remember that we, all of us, are dependent on the ever-changingness of everything and the interrelatedness of everything, including ourselves, to everything. We are a religious people because we are thankful. We come to this church to recognize our interdependence and cultivate a reverence for life, to sing and speak our prayers of thanksgiving, a prayer all of us could say and parents could say with their children without reservation are the very simple words, Earth who gives to us our food, Sun who makes it ripe and good, dear Sun, dear Earth, by you we live, our love and thanks to you we give.